promote universal access to sexual and reproductive health and rights, leaders in Africa should translate their commitment and policies into action by using advocacy at all levels. This will create an enabling environment and enrich the campaign on reproductive health. An advocate of sexual and reproductive health in Africa, Professor F.T. Sai, made the call at the opening of a three-day meeting of the Reproductive Health Advocacy Network Africa, RANA, in Accra. The meeting is focusing on forging stakeholder consensus and ensuring political support for sexual and reproductive health and rights beyond 2015. Fred Yevu and Nana Momari have found this report.
The forum is being organized by the Reproductive Health Advocacy Africa, RANA. It is aimed at bringing like-minded organizations and individuals together to advocate for universal access to sexual and reproductive health rights. RANA also focuses on women's rights, economic and social justice, and provides a framework for government, institutions, and donor partners in achieving targets for sexual reproductive health rights. Professor Sai believes that for advocacy to be effective, advocates need to strengthen their organizational abilities by bringing on board more civil society groups. Professor Sai was of the opinion that effective advocacy must be based on knowledge, passion, and compassion.
That for advocacy to be effective, it must be based on facts. It must be based on factual knowledge, but factual knowledge is not enough. It must be based on passion for what you are advocating. But passion itself can lead you astray if left alone. It must be based on compassion too. You need the knowledge, you need the passion, but you need the compassion too.
The president of the Planned Parenthood Association of Ghana, PPAG, Joshua Opokumenu, hopes that RANA will continue to prioritize issues of adolescents.
A report by Fred Yevu and Nanama Omari.